Today on the Travel Guys.
Say, don't you love those resort fees hotels are adding to your bill? You know what? We don't. Consumer reporter Christopher Elliott joins us to tell you what you can do about them.
Can you tell us what things you should do when you first enter your hotel room? Listen for your opportunity to tell us, call in and win a $100 American Express gift card.
In the travel news, Southwest Airlines scores best, United scores worst. We'll tell you how and where, and a major hotel chain says free Wi-Fi for all.
Imagine that, free Wi-Fi. Has that not been a long time coming, or what? Too bad that hotel chain's not in Sacramento. Argentinian rivers and Russian hotels are just two places travelers have to be on the lookout. So, Tom, which is worse, terrorists or carnivorous fish?
That's a tough call. All that plus tips to make you a smarter traveler. Today, right here with Tom and Mark on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, here we are. Welcome, everyone, to the Travel Guys, week two. We had our first show after our year off last week. It was the, what did we call it?
Longest vacation in radio history.
Yeah. It was the premiere of the premiere show.
It was the re-comeback time of the second time around with the Travel Guys, or something like that.
There you go. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman with me from Sports Leisure Vacations. By the way, the Travel Guys is brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and we're here to make you a smarter traveler, and we hope you have an hour to spend with us each Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tell your friends. And don't forget, if anything about the Travel Guys that you want to know, where do you go, Mark?
You go to Travel Guys Radio. You just run that all together without any spaces, and you just type Travel Guys Radio right into the .com, and immediately you have everything you've ever wanted to know about the Travel Guys, and you have everything that we talk about in our program. Plus, every week we put up there two or three or four or five or whatever we find that we just think stuff that's just interesting. Sometimes it has to do with travel, and sometimes it just has to do with stuff.
Stuff. Well, one of the things that you can always count on at the beginning of each show, and that is us bringing you up to date on the travel news. Mark is great at hunting down all of those top stories, as well as some that aren't necessarily at the top of the list, but are super interesting and will make you a smarter traveler. We have the Mark, I don't know if I told you, we got rid of the...
You fired the band?
I fired the band.
After 1 week? Those guys waited a whole year to get back on the air, and you fired them after 1 week.
We fired the band.
The Mark Hoffman Trio is history.
We have the Tom Romano Quartet.
Ah. This week, as we alluded to in the headlines, indeed, seeking loyalty, Lowe's Hotels has added free Wi-Fi to all of its rooms. It's now off. It's the first major luxury hotel brand to make the move, despite the lucrative revenues it's giving up. The company said it was making, quote, a couple million annually in Wi-Fi fees.
Really?
Yep, they told CNBC, but they said they will recapture that in loyalty and repeat business. I will suggest that is true. Free Wi-Fi, Tom, has been offered at lesser price chains for years, but luxury hotels have been reluctant to make the switch, so Lowe's is the first of the upper-tier hotels. Unfortunately, there isn't a Lowe's hotel in Sacramento, but nonetheless, if Lowe's made the switch, hopefully some of the Marriott, Sheraton, those kinds of folks will change soon. Why do all of only the upscale hotels charge for internet? You know why that is? Because they figure that most of the people who are staying in a Marriott or a Sheraton, they're business travelers. They're not paying for it. It's going on the expense account.
It's the company cost.
Exactly. So congratulations to Lowe's Hotels for stepping up and offering free Wi-Fi. In world travel news, in Argentina, here's an interesting story, Tom. Mm-hmm. For the second time this season, tourists have been attacked by carnivorous fish in a river in Argentina.
Would that be like, what is it, piranha? Is that how you say that?
They are piranha-like. Let's see, I'll take a shot at pronouncing this. Palometas fish.
Okay.
10 people were injured by the attack, including some children. Officials cite the region's unusually high temperatures and lower numbers of predator species as possible causes for the humans are starting to look better to these fish than they previously did. Welcome to Argentina. It's only 186 miles from Buenos Aires. I'm hoping that, you know, we got the World Cup and the Olympics and everything coming to Brazil. And Argentina is right next door with the piranha fish. Great. In Russia, as you heard on the news headlines, police have been warning hotels in Sochi of possible terrorist threats ahead of the Winter Olympic Games. President Vladimir Putin assured visitors that security has been heightened, and the U.S. military announced plans to have several aircraft and warships available to help evacuate American officials and athletes if necessary. Meanwhile, Putin also announced that gay attendees at the Games will not be persecuted and should feel relaxed and calm. For some reason, that whole paragraph just doesn't seem to fit together at all.
No. And they're identifying the gay travelers and visitors by how?
Yeah, exactly. In Kenya, travelers will no longer have the option of taking overnight buses between Nairobi and Mombasa as new travel laws ban them from operating at night. The government imposed the restriction in an attempt to reduce the number of highway fatalities, most of which are occurring after dark. And in Thailand, the U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for Thailand while the country continues to experience unrest ahead of the February 2nd elections. Visitors should avoid crowds and check news about transit disruptions. Meanwhile, back here in the States, Southwest Airlines, Tom, we were ragging them last week for bad baggage handling, bad on-time records.
Yep.
Here's some good news for Southwest. The Customer Experience Index, which is released every January, a study not done by the airline, so that's kind of important. They asked people three questions. How enjoyable was this company to do business with? How easy were they to do business with? How effective were they at meeting your needs?
And the results are...
This year, Southwest comes out number one with a high score of 81 on the bottom of the seven legacy carriers. That would be United, it'd be Southwest, Delta, JetBlue, Alaska, in order. U.S. Airways, American, and United. United with the lowest score of 67. Interesting to note, Delta, U.S. Airways, and United all improved significantly this year. JetBlue was the only one to slide backwards, but United is still on the bottom. And let's see, we had a couple of frequent flyer lawsuits decided in the last week. Frequent flyers have been arguing with airlines in court about whether what the way to figure miles is. You know, is it 90 miles from Sacramento to San Francisco? Or if you get off in Dixon to get gas and get back on, is it 93? You know, that type of thing.
Right, okay.
So the judge said yes, that airlines are notorious for cheating their customers, but in this case, it suggested that you might want to pick your battles a little bit better. The gentleman who sued Delta Airlines for miscounting the miles between Los Angeles and New York City, that to me seems like there are a lot of battles that you could fight airlines for.
Well, you know, I've always found that a mile is a shorter distance when you're flying it than when you're driving it. That's for sure.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. All right. And finally, getting back to New York City, hotels in Super Bowl cities are notorious for raising their prices and creating unbelievable things that people just can't possibly afford. Four nights minimums at $600 a night. So in New York City, they're doing something a little bit innovative. There is a hotel on the Hudson River for the Super Bowl. Indeed, it's a brand new cruise ship that has not been put into service yet. Norwegian Cruise Lines Getaway, their newest vessel, has been dubbed the Bud Light Hotel.
Right, yeah, and if you've been watching playoff football, you probably saw the ads where you could win.
You could win, yes. That's the only way you can stay on it is to win your way on board.
Oh, and what a party that's going to be.
Yeah, 2014 cabins. You can get on. Also, if you want to stay in a ship in the harbor, the Nantucket Lightship is booking at docked at Pier 25 on the Hudson River. It's more of a personal experience. That would cost you to have your own personal experience on a boat during the Super Bowl would cost you $20,000. Not too bad. In New York City, by the way, Tom, just checking some of the hotel rates here before we went on the air. It's amazing, but really hotel rates in New York City are pretty much what they would be in January.
Well, there you go. What, anywhere from about 160 on up?
Yeah, well, normally you'd see rates that were in the $300 to $400 range, maybe $100 less in January, but we found rates listed online for Midtown hotels. We found a Courtyard by Marriott for as little as $159 a night. And some of the pricier hotels are in the $500, $600 range, some of them that have obviously been sold out for some time. But point being that if you still wanted to go to New York and be a part of all the festivities and maybe even stand outside the stadium and hope some poor soul would sell you a ticket at a reasonable price, I know people who do that, go to the Super Bowl every year and just wait and wait and wait, wait and wait to get a ticket. Anyway, that is the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK, and on the coming up in just a few minutes, Chris Elliott joins us here on the Travel Guys with...
talking about hotel resort fees, those nasty little fees that are being added on when you go to check out that you didn't know about. Christopher Elliott will tell us how you can get out of them. All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here with Tom Romano. And in just about 10 minutes, in fact, after the news at the bottom of the hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in, win a $100 American Express gift card. Here's the way it's going to work. We want you to, well, let's leave a little bit of this a secret,
okay,
shall we?
Okay, this can be kind of a mystery contest.
We just will need three contestants.
Right, and the only qualification is?
You need to have stayed in a hotel or stay in a hotel often or once in a while, or you need to know a little bit about hotel rooms.
And that's it.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, if you've ever stayed in a hotel room, You could be in this contest, be standing by for the cue to call.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we are the Travel Guys, and as we mentioned before the break, we have a special guest today, consumer reporter, and I expect that we're going to have him on semi-regularly, and that is Christopher Elliott.
He is, Christopher's column appears in the Sacramento Bee every Sunday in the travel section, and in fact, Tom, his column today in the travel section has talked a little bit about a subject that we have talked about with our listeners previously, about renting a car. Somebody rented a car, went to take it back. There was some discussion about damage, whether or not you can prove, was the damage already there? Is it something that happened while you were on the road? The rental car company wants you to pay for it. And very interesting column in the Sacramento Bee in the travel section today. So Chris's column appears there every week and in the Sacramento Bee, and he will appear with us on the Travel Guys occasionally. Christopher, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, your USA Today column here a few days ago talked specifically about resort fees and about how the service charges and the things that are popping up here. And explain where you're coming from on that stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, the resort fee is a mandatory surcharge that's added to your final room rate for things like your beach towels, Wi-Fi access, local calls. And the problem that a lot of guests have with it is that it is mandatory. So you can't choose whether you're going to use the beach towels or make the local calls or use the Wi-Fi. And it's automatically added then on top of your room rate. So if you thought that you had a $79 a night room rate, unfortunately, when you check out, you realize that you're going to be adding another $15 or $20 to that rate. So it's a little bit dishonest. And now, all of the resorts in Vegas pretty much do it, but a lot of other places that you wouldn't think of having resort fees do have it. I interviewed someone who was in Puerto Rico and was hit with a resort fee out there in the column.
Now, Mark and I have talked about this in the past, and we talked about challenging some of these fees. Have things changed? Do you no longer have the option to be able to go to the front desk and say, you know, I didn't know I was going to be charged these. I would like to challenge them and make some of them go away.
Yeah, two things have changed. First of all, the disclosure has gotten a lot better, so you'll find on a lot of the websites where you're booking these hotels that they'll say, hey, there's going to be a resort fee, so that if you do go back to you and say, I didn't know there was going to be a fee, they'll say, well, it was on our website and it was very clearly disclosed. But the other thing, and this is very interesting, it's changing, and that hadn't been reported until I wrote about it, was that the actual hotel chains, the Hiltons, the Marriotts of the world, do not like resort fees and would like to get rid of them if they could.
And you hypothesize that the reason for that is because those fees don't go into the same bucket as the money that you pay for your room.
That's correct. Well, a lot of the hotels are franchisees, and so they're actually, and they're also actually able to avoid taxes in some cases. So you pay a room tax on the actual room, right? But then anything above and beyond that, so any of the incidentals, including the resort fee, would be something that is where the room tax wouldn't apply to it. So essentially these mandatory resort fees are going to the hotels and they're not going to the parent companies. So, and I guess the big reason really why these hotel companies don't like them is that I think that they feel the way that the fees have been disclosed and the way that they're being presented to guests is just unfair. You should be able to get a room rate quoted and actually pay that rate, plus or minus maybe the taxes, but certainly the room those mandatory fees shouldn't be added to your bill after you've checked in.
So your position is that it's not that the fees are lawful in every case, but that it's disclosure that's important here. You mentioned that about a year ago, the Federal Trade Commission started to kind of crack down on hotels over this issue.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they had a conference last summer on something they called drip pricing, and a special area of focus was resort fees. FTC hasn't stopped looking at that. I did talk to them, but they won't tell me what they're doing. But the scuttlebutt in D.C. now is that they probably are going to take some stronger action. What they did after last summer's conference was issue warning letters to a couple of hotels and online travel agencies, and some of those hotels complied, some didn't. But the FTC doesn't like mandatory resort fees. You know, and just to clarify, my situation, my own position on resort fees is that I think that if you're going to use the hotel's towels and beach chairs and Wi-Fi and whatever else not, you should have the option of doing that. But no one should force you to pay for something, especially if you're not going to use it. So I really don't like resort fees at all.
So if the room rate is $179 and the resort fee is $30, we would all just prefer that the room rate be $209.
Exactly.
And have the whole thing. It's all part of this kind of unbundling thing that's been going on with airlines, and hotels are getting smart to it now and the like. Chris, final word to consumers here. You get to the hotel. You weren't aware that there was a resort fee. You look on the website. You can't find it really disclosed anywhere. Is that a legitimate time to go to the front desk and say, hey, you know, I don't think I should pay this?
Yeah, you know, you should see if you can catch it a little earlier than that. But normally when you check in, you're asked to sign something, and on that little something, that slip of paper, you'll see it'll say, you know, a room rate doesn't include resort fee, and it'll ask you to initial where it says resort fee and that you're going to pay it.
You know, Chris, with that being said, Chris, I think that it's important for the consumer, if they're not sure what they're about to sign and they think there may be fees, they can simply say, before I sign this, can you show me whether there's additional fees are on this?
Exactly. And that's what you should do. If you're signing something you're not sure of, and you know, if you're going overseas, it's especially true. If you're signing something that's in a different language and you don't know what it is, ask. And if you're not sure, don't sign it. And just a related story, I actually heard from someone who was staying at a hotel in Switzerland. Everything is really expensive in Switzerland. And she thought that the rate that she was signing for was for the week, and it was actually a daily rate. And when she balked at paying at the end, they called the police on her.
Oh.
So make sure that you know what you're signing.
We're talking with Christopher Elliott. Christopher is one of the premier consumer reporters in the country. Chris, before I let you go, you have a new book out. I would like to give you an opportunity just to tell folks about it.
Yes, it's called How to Be the World's Smartest Traveler, and it's out in March from National Geographic Books. And I would love to come back and tell you more about it the next time.
All right. That sounds like a deal. We will. Folks can pre-order this book. Is that correct, if I'm remembering?
That's right.
Right? So we'll
You can go on my site, or you can also include a link in your site.
We'll put a link on travelguysradio.com, so folks that are interested. And again, a reminder that Chris's column appears every Sunday in the travel section of the Sacramento Bee and always has two or three great consumer problems and oftentimes solutions. Chris Elliott, thank you for joining us on the Travel Guys.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
All right, Christopher Elliott, when we come back after the news, your chance to win a $100 American Express gift card. You need to call us right now, 800-834-1530 or 921-1530. Your only qualification is you need to have stayed in a hotel room recently or at least know what the inside of a hotel room looks like.
That's not too tough.
1-800-834-1530 or 921-1530, $100 American Express gift card to the best hotel expert. When we come back, we are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
If you ever plan to motor west.
What do you do? What do? You take...
Travel my way. Take the
highway. Of course you do. Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. And later on in this hour, we've got Steve LaRosa back. Steve is, one of our entertainment guys, also a local travel expert of sorts, mainly because he has stayed in every rundown hotel in Sacramento region at least once.
I once had a scary shower at the Bates Motel, Tom, and I don't think we have time to talk about that.
Mark, I know you're always on the road, and once in a while we actually get you into the studio here in town.
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento.
For 10 days in a row.
Where have you been last?
I just came back from beautiful Key West, Florida a couple of days ago. You know, the whole country is freezing to death except for the West Coast, which is drying up and blowing away. But down in the very southern tip of Florida, it's 65, 70 degrees. The palm trees are swaying. The Caribbean music is playing. And the key lime pie is being consumed.
You know, I have a friend who owns some property in Key West.
Uh-huh.
And the demand for people that want to book his place to stay and get away from the horrible weather is off the hook.
You know, Key West is changing a lot. We should do a segment someday about Key West, because people from California don't get that far, don't go to Florida generally as a practice. I mean, tourists from California don't go to Florida. But some folks do make their way down to Key West. Really interesting island sort of place. All right, Tom, we have some contestants online. Kathy, Nancy, and Terry are all online. Debbie is hoping that something happens and one of them goes away. She's our emergency backup caller.
Okay.
This is the deal. We're having a contest here. The grand prize for today is a $100 American Express gift card. We have three contestants. The idea of the game is to tell us things you should do upon entering a hotel room.
And we hold in our hands.
We have a list of things that we believe that you should do upon entering a hotel room.
The official Travel Guys list.
That's right, the Travel Guys list. And they're right, wrong, or otherwise. There are eight items on this list. And we're going to go to our first contestant and ask her to name as many as she can. And she can name as many as she can get until she misses one. Then we'll go to the second and the third contestant. Whoever successfully names in the eyes of the Travel Guys judges, Mark, Tom, and Steve, the most of these eight will win the $100 gift card.
The most of the eight.
The most of the eight.
Things that you should do.
If we have a tie, then both will win a $50 card.
The things you should do most.
Upon entering a hotel room. All right. Let's go to our first caller here. Kathy is on line one. Kathy from Sacramento. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. You are our first contestant here. We're looking for things you should do upon entering a hotel room. We have a list of eight. You can go until you name one that's not on our list.
Okay, into a hotel room.
Yep, you've gone into a hotel room for the first time. You've turned your key or slipped your electronic key in the door, and you go in and you close the door behind you. What are some things that you should do to make yourself secure in that hotel room?
Lock the door.
Okay.
Behind me.
Okay, we'll give you a pass on that one because that's part of entering the room. So now what are you going to do to make sure you're secure in the hotel room?
Turn on the lights, make sure the electricity works.
Might I suggest, Kathy, you're being a little bit too basic.
So, a little bit too basic.
So move it one level up from there. I hate to coach her, but
okay.
I don't want to go down the tubes on something
that easy. That wasn't on our
that
list.
That wasn't on
clearly.
Our list. So try
for safety. For safety, I'd check the windows, see what kind of windows and things you have. Make sure that there's a fire alarm working in there, a smoke alarm.
Okay.
Okay.
And make sure that there's a remote control that works the TV.
No, Kathy, we're buzzing you out on
but
that
we,
one.
We are going to keep you on standby. There.
Yeah. Wait. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to our next contestant, Nancy in Fair Oaks. This is not working as well as I thought.
This is way harder than I thought.
Yeah. Nancy, when you go into a hotel room and you've closed and you've locked the door and you've turned on the lights, and now you're just, you want to make sure that you're, things that you do, these are things for security, for your own personal security and your own personal well-being, and just things that you should do when you get into a hotel room.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good.
Okay, well, draw from your personal experience, my dear.
Well, the first thing I do is take the bedspread off.
Okay, very good. She hit one of the ones on our list. Ta-da. Remove remove the comforter, obviously, because it's full of all kinds of germs and stuff.
Yeah. And then I go check the bathroom.
Okay.
To see if it's clean.
Okay. Anything else you would check to see if it's clean besides the bathroom?
Oh, well, actually, I take the bath. Okay, once I take the bedspread off, I look at the mattress for the bed bug thing.
Okay.
Okay.
That's another one that's on our list. Very good. Very good, Nancy. You've got two.
Well, actually, three, too. Actually,
I take the blanket off, too. I mean, I don't know, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
It's kind of cold in that trailer.
Well, sometimes. Okay. And let's see. We're going to move on, I guess. Look at the carpet.
Okay.
Don't set anything on the ground. I don't set anything on the floor.
Yeah, because of the bed bugs, of course.
Yeah, and just because of...
Anything else that you would do in the room, in the hallway, anything?
Look in the drawers of the dressers and the...
That's not on our list. Okay, Nancy, hold on the line. Nancy got a couple of them.
Okay,
so right. Nancy, you got a couple, so we're going to hold you on the line. Let's go to Terry here in Sacramento. Terry, there are six more things on our list here, things you should do upon entering a hotel room. Now, some of these are about security. Some of them are just about... cleanliness and things that people have been kind of told to do. Nancy told us that she would check for bed bugs and that she would remove the comforter from the bed. Now we've got six more things on our list here. Tell us some of the things that you would do in a hotel room.
I personally bring my own pillows.
Okay. And why would you bring your own pillows?
Well, even though a pillow... case may be clean, the actual pillow itself may still contain soiled dirt.
Okay, we have sanitize on our list, so we're gonna.
So since you brought your own pillow,
we're gonna go ahead and give you.
We're gonna give you sanitize.
Sanitize.
Now you got five more options here. So now you're in the hotel room. We've checked for bed bugs. You've removed the comforter. You've sanitized maybe the television remote or just in general. You've done whatever you're going to sanitize. Now what are you going to do?
I'm going to unpack.
Uh-huh. Keep going, Terry.
And I'm going to put my clothes away, but I'm going to check the places I'm going to put them away first for cleanliness also.
Okay.
Drawers, closet, hallways, whatnot.
Okay. All right. Put Terry on hold. Terry got one there. Shall we give our last contestant here? Let's go to Debbie in Cameron Park. She was our backup. You there, Debbie? You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Debbie, we're looking for five things on our list here, things you do upon entering a hotel room besides check the bed bugs, sanitize things, and remove the comforter.
Well, first of all, you want to look and check the evacuation map on the back of the
Very
door.
Very good.
Okay, good.
Very
that was,
good.
That was, Debbie, that was on the official travel guide.
That's
guys
on the
list.
Official list here. Yes, sir. All right. Name another one.
You want to also check checkout time to make sure you do check out the correct time.
Okay.
You don't really want to disclose by yourself, a single person in a room.
Yeah. Not on our list, but a good idea. Anything else?
When you leave your room, make sure you place, when it's occupied and you leave, place the do not disturb sign on the door.
Okay, that's on our list.
That's on our list.
That's on the list.
I do have to say we would put it on the moment we got there.
right. And then another one is don't unlock your door if you're not expecting someone.
Okay. Yes.
Don't open the door.
And that is not on our list, but that is a legitimate security tip, is to look through the peak hole. All right, Debbie, let's put Debbie on hold. Let's make Debbie and Nancy our two winners. We'll split the booty between the two of them. We'll send them each a $50 card for Debbie and Nancy. Tom, the three that they didn't hit, I thought this was a little bit ridiculous, frankly. Check hiding spots. Look under the bed, in the closet, and the like.
Yeah, that especially nowadays, because so many beds are sitting on pedestals and there is no under the bed.
There is no under the bed. This was interesting. Unplug or reset the alarm clock, because people tend to set a 4 a.m. in the morning alarm and leave the room just as an act of...
That has happened, where I didn't touch the alarm. I was using my... my personal phone for my wake-up call.
And the other one we were looking for was make sure the temperature controls work. Check the thermostat to make sure the heat and the air and the cool. And another one that we talked about before we went on the air was to go into the shower and make sure that the shower, the hot water works and that the shower spits the water out in some way that will get you cool, get you clean. All right, Debbie and Nancy are our two winners. Thanks to all those who called in and participated. We'll split the booty between you when we come back. Here we have one more segment with the travel guys, and we have our old friend Steve LaRosa here, who's going to tell us a little something about Valentine's Day.
Yes, in fact, I can simply say this, that if you don't have any special Valentine's plans for your sweetheart lined up yet, this segment is one not to miss with Steve LaRosa.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk KFBK.
Welcome back. We're the Travel Guys on KFBK. Tom Romano here. Mark Kaufman from Sports Leisure Vacations there. We had a lot of fun with our little contest there. You know, one of the things that I wanted to point out, Mark, is...
What was that?
If you are allergic to feathers,
mm-hmm.
even before you check into your room to find out that you got feather pillows in
right.
the middle of the night,
right.
call ahead, ask them if there are feather pillows in the room, uh-huh. and have them swapped out for the foam ahead of time. Just... for those that may be allergy prone or allergic to feathers.
All right, here's another little tip. For those of you who are afraid of touching the TV remote, which after all is the most germ-filled thing in the room, take the little bag that's in the ice bucket. There's a little tiny plastic bag mm-hmm, in there in mm-hmm. almost every hotel. Mm-hmm. Little thin bag that isn't good for much of anything. Take that little plastic bag, wrap it around put the remote in it, and you don't have to touch the remote at all. How about that?
And, of course, now making the ice bucket totally unusable. So you can use it as some sort of headgear if you want to, if there's an emergency.
That unknown voice is Steve LaRosa, kind of an adopted travel guy that we have brought back here for a bit. Thomas.
Yes.
And my bags are packed, fellas. I am ready for whatever assignment
so
you
dancers,
give me.
So, you wrote me this tease that says, dancers are making love at 17th and K?
And then you're saying it's something about a perfect Valentine's experience.
That's right, fellas. It's wild, sweet love.
No, is this for a personal experience?
No, it's actually not. It's the Sacramento Ballet, fellas, and they're doing, coming up the Valentine's Day weekend from the 13th through the 16th, they're doing a ballet, which is actually a three. That's right, count them, three-in-one ballets.
We should probably explain to folks that since they're listening to a travel show and we're talking about a local ballet, that one of the things that we do here on the Travel Guys that we've traditionally done in the past is we are the travel and entertainment guys, and recognizing that travel doesn't always have to be a long ways away. Sometimes travel is just traveling downtown or to a local festival or participating in something or having a chance to see something wonderful like
Absolutely.
The Sacramento Ballet.
In fact, travel oftentimes results in a number of forms of theater and entertainment along the way.
So people are laying in the street at 17th and K Street.
No. That's the rehearsal studio, Mark. Please, some comportment.
So Sacramento Ballet has some very special shows for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's actually a three-in-one. I'll name the three ballets. One is Wild Sweet Love, which employs a lot of popular music, everything from Queen to Roberta Flack to Lou Reed. And then there's a suite called Wonderland, which it's sort of sexy, I like to say exotic and mm-hmm. erotic.
Not just tutus and toe shoes.
No, it's really not. You get ballet.
Tutus and toe shoes?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, good Lord.
And yes, you get ballet, and you're going to get some modern dance as well. It's a very hip presentation of the ballet. The last part of the triple bill is a world premiere. Right now, this fellow is one of the hottest choreographers in the country. His name is Ma Kong. As we speak, he's creating and they are rehearsing a world premiere ballet. And just to reiterate, these performances are going to take place from February 13th through the 16th. And if you want tickets, just call 808-5181, or you can always go on SACBallet.com. Dot org.
Sounds like a kind of a unique way to celebrate.
Can you imagine you get yourself a limo? You know, you don't tell your gal or your guy or whatever where you're going to go.
Right.
You just show up and, you know, box candy, some champagne, and wow.
What if she doesn't or he doesn't like the ballet?
Well, as Steve described, it sounds like it's more than...
it's more of an orgy in the middle of the street than anything else.
Exactly. And, you know, fellas... cancel those reservations at Chuck E. Cheese. Go to the ballet that weekend. Your gal will love you.
Seriously,
I promise
you. Seriously. We have some great cultural arts groups here in Sacramento, and the ballet is one of them that's on the rebound and worthy of your support, especially on this Valentine's holiday.
Well, okay. Next week on the Travel Guys, it's going to be a great show. Mark,
next
what do we got lined up?
Next week on the Travel Guys, where is that little thing that told me who is what's here? Next week, Thomas, Ben Schlappig. Remember Ben, our mileage runner, the guy who gets all the award tickets and all that kind of stuff? He's going to be on with us to talk about how reward programs are changing with the airlines. We're going to tell you how to win a $100,000 trip. I said that. That's right. $100,000 trip. And we're going to give you a chance to predict the outcome of the Super Bowl. We'll call it the big game, shall we?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't say Super
Bowl
on the radio.
Can't say Super Bowl on the radio. No. But we'll give you a chance to predict the outcome of the big game on a travel show and win yourself a prize. We will be the Travel Guys.
I think we accidentally said it.
And we will be... We will be here next week, next Sunday at 3 o'clock, right after Hanson McClain. I am Mark Hoffman. He is Tom Romano. Across from me sits Steve LaRosa. Thank you for coming by and being a part of our program on this Sunday afternoon.
See you next time.